Joe to Jennifer. Good morning. Happy Monday, Joe.
Happy Monday and happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Have you started the festivities yet?
Oh, yes. I bought my big aluminum pan to put the turkey in, and the turkey will be picked up tomorrow.
Well, that's the first step. Now the key is not burning it.
And what time should we be there? We were having a discussion earlier about this, about Nancy Pelosi on impeaching Trump, because we've got Maxine Waters, who literally just leads chants about impeach 45 every time someone puts a microphone in front of her face. Nancy Pelosi backpedaling on that, saying, you know, he's just not that important. She says it's a waste of time. Why would Nancy Pelosi be trying to quell any kind of impeachment talk?
Because she has internal polling that shows that the American people don't want it, no matter how much people dislike the president or disagree with his method of performing his job. They agree with his policies. They don't necessarily like him, but the economy is booming. Unemployment is down. GDP is up to astronomical levels compared to the Obama years. And she doesn't need this. She considers this a distraction, and she's correct. But unfortunately, she can't do anything about it because Maxine Waters and these crazy guys who introduced the articles of impeachment are loony, and they're not going to stop.
Right, but if they win back control of the House, I mean, do you or do you not believe that Nancy Pelosi will lead the charge of impeachment?
I don't know the answer to that. She's a sufficiently deranged woman in every sense of the word that she could very well shift. But I have no idea what the Democrats are doing. I mean, they are, generally speaking, now so far left and nutty that they could do anything, include doing impeachment, but they'd never get 67 votes in the Senate to convict.
The rumors on the Hill this week are that we're set to see more members of Congress accused of sexual misdeeds, and this comes on the heels of Al Franken joining the ranks of people who've been accused of lewd behavior. What did you make of the Al Franken allegations, and do you think that he should step down?
Here's what we can say about Al Franken. If he's done it in that photo, he's done it again. And if he's grabbed a woman by the back of her head, forcibly shoved her body into his, smashed his face into her face, stuck his tongue down her throat, he has done it before. And if the Democrats think that they're going to give him a pass by palming this off on the Ethics Committee, which is the Bermuda Triangle of accountability, it's not going to work. Believe me, Franken has done this before. Just look at the stories about the skits that he wrote while he was at Saturday Night Live as a writer about raping Leslie Stahl. This guy is a sicko. And what you're going to see is more of this is going to come out. So I don't think he's going to get a pass. He's clearly not going to quit. I mean, the people of Minnesota barely elected him by 250 votes. He clearly was a fraudulent election. Maybe they'll have second thoughts about him this time around.
Both he and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell think the appropriate next step is an ethics committee inquiry. And you just said that this the Bermuda Triangle of ethics investigations.
Nothing will happen.
What do you make of Mitch McConnell here?
Before he was a United States senator. What the hell is their jurisdiction?
Right, but what about Mitch McConnell here? Is he making the wrong decision then?
No, he's not. He's doing what you have to do if you're the majority leader. So somebody has to look at this. I mean, you have to have accountability, even if it's only on paper. But the Ethics Committee is a joke.
All right, let me ask you about Byron York. Has some new reporting out, and it's about this Trump-Russia dossier. He says that his sources now say that FBI and DOJ officials told congressional investigators face-to-face that they have not been able at all to verify the allegations of Trump and Russia collusion inside the dossier. Should that put this to rest?
Well, it should, but it won't, because there's a special counsel who still has jurisdiction to wrap up matters related to this thing. I think the more important question was, I don't think anybody ever believed anything in the dossier. Was the dossier used to get FISA warrants, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrants, or was it partially used to get them? And then, once those warrants were obtained on Trump campaign officials, were their names purposely leaked by Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, John Brennan, under the authority of the President of the United States? That's the question about the dossier. Was it used to obtain illegal FISA warrants?
And do you think, well, it's going to go in that direction at all? Will we get those answers?
Oh, I think we will get those answers. There are some new people involved in this process up on the Hill who appear to know what they're doing on the House side. I have absolutely no confidence in the Senate side at all, in the Intelligence Committee on the Senate side. I think the House Intelligence Committee has its head screwed on straight. I think they're going to get answers to the FISA warrant question. And there will be answers to that if the Attorney General, even if the Attorney General doesn't appoint a special counsel on this area, the Justice Department will have to investigate internally, and no doubt already has. They've already done an investigation. We just don't know about it, about whether or not lies were presented to the FISA court in order to obtain warrants, which led to unmasking and then the leaks of those names to the press purposely as a strategy to delegitimize President Trump. I think it is quite obvious that's what happened, and that the president and Susan Rice and John Brennan and Ben Rhodes engaged in that activity purposely.
Right. And then whoever leaked out that James Comey had briefed the president of the United States and the president-elect Donald Trump about the contents of that dossier is really what got this started as a public firestorm
in the first place. And Comey briefed the president for one reason. It was a J. Edgar Hoover blackmail move, to let the president know that he had this and would keep it over his head for the term of his presidency. Again, Comey was and remains a dirty cop, and that proves it conclusively.
Let me ask you, Robert Mueller seems to have moved on from the dossier because now he's requesting documents reportedly about the dismissal of James Comey as FBI director, as well as the recusal of Jeff Sessions.
Right.
What does that suggest to you about the investigation?
Mop up. Getting it done. They're at the point where they need to have final documents about this, because the special counsel is not going to indict the president of the United States for obstruction of justice. You can't obstruct justice by firing a person that you have the constitutional right to fire. I think this is the kind of thing you have to do if you're conducting a thorough investigation. No matter how loony the investigation is, you still have to dot your I's and cross your T's.
Will a report accuse the president of improper behavior, potentially, despite the fact that it's within his right to do that?
Will Mueller do that?
Yeah.
He doesn't have the legal authority to do that. If he does that, he will be committing an ethics violation. He could be disbarred.
Interesting.
He has no authority to issue a public report or any comments or any statements about anything that he is investigating. It's all covered by secrecy of the Rule 6E of Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure surrounding grand juries. He cannot issue a report. He cannot say anything. The only people who were allowed to issue reports were people like me who were independent counsels, where the statute authorized the report as an exception to grand jury secrecy. No such exception exists for special counsels in the Department of Justice.
So in the 15 seconds we have left, does that mean the public will never get a detailed report of what Mueller looked into?
Who the hell knows? Maybe yes, maybe no. But if Mueller does issue a report, he will have ethics complaints filed against him with the D.C. bar.
Wow. So,
something to look forward to. Joe DeGeneva, thanks so much.
Appreciate
it. You
guys keep us so smart. I learned something.
Happy
Thank you, Joe.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's 7:15, time for WMA.